Hello, everyone. Welcome back to ScoreNotes.com Composer Interviews. We're here today with Howard Shore. Howard, how's everything?
Good. Very good. Nice to talk to you, Thomas.
Thank you very much. I'd like to begin by congratulating you on the recent success for your score for The Departed. How did you decide upon the style of the music that you developed for this movie?
Well, that's a collaboration with Martin Scorsese and Selma Schoonmaker, the editor. And we did a lot of reviewing of the film, a lot of spotting, a lot of working with music and composition of music, looking at the rhythm of the film and the pacing of the film. And the tango was an idea that Marty had to use because it's the dance, he called it the dance of death, because you have these characters that are very carefully maneuvering around each other. And he thought that would be a good kind of rhythmic idea and good subtext for the characters of the film.
Do you envision yourself continuing to work with Martin Scorsese in a collaborative way going forward?
I really enjoy working with Marty and Selma.
Great. Now, looking back at the Lord of the Rings trilogy, could you have ever imagined the type of mass success both the films and the music received?
When Peter called and I went down to New Zealand to see some of the first film, and you saw the work that was going on, the work was so incredible. And I met a lot of the creative force in New Zealand at that time: Peter Jackson, Fran Walsh, Philippa Boyens, Alan Lee was there, who did all of the initial sketches for the film. He's an incredible illustrator from England. Richard Taylor from Weta. And, you know, just when you saw the creativity, you saw what was going on, you had a feeling it was going to be good, but you didn't know how successful it could be, it would be, and we didn't know if we really would really make really good films. We were trying. We wanted to make good films, and it seems that we, you know, our efforts were appreciated by the people who are watching.
Indeed. Now, how satisfying is it for you to see the treatment your music received with the unique set of CD releases?
You know, Peter and I always talked about putting out all of the recordings, and we were talking about it when we were recording Two Towers, and he talked about the rarity sections of the disc and putting out things that, you know, may not have even made it into the film. So it's wonderful now at this point to be finally, you know, each release is taking about a year. It takes us about 9-10 months to process the information, to edit it, to create. Doug Adams has to create his notes to each release, which are really wonderful, and it does take time, and there's a lot of work going into it. But I'm really happy that, you know, we're able to have the releases coming out.
Of the three Lord of the Rings scores, does one particularly stand out to you as a favorite amongst them?
Well, you know, I think the complete recordings will end up being 10 CDs. So it's close to 11 hours of music. And it's hard to really pick favorites and favorite scenes. I guess there are sections of Fellowship, I think, just working in the very beginning. And, you know, there's parts of the Shire and the Fellowship, I think, I'm quite close to, I think.
You know, when you talk about all that music, there's so many themes, and they're so woven so perfectly into the storyline. How challenging was it for you to do that for such an expansive set of music?
Those scores took close to 4 years to write, to compose and orchestrate and to conduct and do the recordings. And it was essentially done as a recording piece. So over the course of those 4 years, you know, almost continually writing, there was a lot of consideration to the book, which was always my companion all of the time. And I also worked closely with the three screenwriters who had been working on, you know, taking the Tolkien book and adapting it for the screen for years, 3-4 years before that. And so I carefully kind of went, you know, step by step, And I started in the mines of Moria, and then I worked my way out into Lothlorien, and then I kind of worked my way back. And, you know, I kind of step by step went, you know, traveled through Middle Earth with my friends.
Now, if the movie version of The Hobbit ever does get made, would you embrace an opportunity to write the music for it?
Yes, I would. I mean, I think it's an essential part of the story and of Tolkien's work. And Peter and I have talked about it. I mean, we'd love to do it. I hope that all of the pieces of the puzzle can come together, because it would be a wonderful project to do.
Yeah, do you think the odds are in your favor to get it done, or is it still up in the air at this point?
Well, we hope. I mean, it seems like there's more talk about it, and you know, I think it's in the air now, and people are discussing it and talking about it, and I think that's good. It's healthy. So I just hope it continues, and that's a film that we can do.
Sure thing. Now, in closure here, can you share with us any future projects that you might currently have in the works?
Well, a lot of my work is now going into the opera I'm working on, which is an adaptation of Cronenberg's movie, The Fly. And I'm working on that with David Henry Wong, who did the libretto, and Cronenberg's involved in directing it. And so a lot of my focus now is in that. And then David also has a new film he's working on in England that he's starting to shoot very soon. So that's in the next few months, project I'm now researching.
Excellent. We'll definitely stay tuned, and we know you're quite busy, so I would like to thank you for taking the time out to chat with us a bit here.
Great talking to you, Thomas. Talk soon.